Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says any new controversial cost-cutting changes to the Postal Service will wait. Cuts to overtime, removing some of those blue boxes from city streets, mixing mail sorting machines. Those won't happen until after the general election in November, an election where a record number of voters is expected to cast ballots by mail. But many changes have already been made. DeJoy, a big Republican donor, will answer questions from Congress tomorrow. He'll testify before the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. Joining us now is a man who knows that committee well. Ron Stroman was, until June, the Deputy Postmaster General. Mr. Stroman, welcome to All Things Considered.
Well, Layla, thank you. It's a delight to be here.
You left the Postal Service in June, just before DeJoy started. Why?
It was certainly clear to me that when they hired Louis DeJoy, the Board of Governors were going in a completely different direction and were looking to bring someone in whose philosophy and approach, I think, to managing the Postal Service was probably inconsistent with my own philosophy. So after having considered that, I made a decision. It was time for me to leave the Postal Service.
In what way were they not consistent with your own philosophy?
I have not met Louis DeJoy, so I do not know. But it seemed likely that there were going to be significant reductions in the Postal Service and possibly a move closer to more of a private sector approach to the Postal Service. One which de-emphasized, I think, the overall mission of the Postal Service. So, you know, having seen his background, having seen some of the decisions that were being made, I made a decision that I thought it was in everybody's best interest that I leave.
You know, a chorus of voices, especially among the Democrats, is accusing DeJoy of politicizing the Postal Service. Do you subscribe to that?
To me, his intent is relatively irrelevant. I mean, the question is, what is the effect of what he is doing? And if the effect is to slow the mail, to potentially disenfranchise people, voters across the country, then I think we are all right to say these are initiatives that need, should certainly be halted.
Now, DeJoy has put controversial changes on hold across the system, but blue mailboxes have already been removed across the country, mail sorting machines dismantled, the mail isn't coming as fast as it was before. Will this just reverse?
First of all, I think in his statement, he confirmed that the Postal Service does have sufficient capacity to process and deliver the expected increase in mail-in ballots this year. So I thought that was important. And he also gave his commitment to make election mail a priority. I think the overall concern, Layla, though, is the statement really failed to recognize that the Postal Service really is part of America's critical infrastructure. And in times of crisis, whether, you know, it's a tornado or a hurricane or a once-in-a-generation pandemic, the Postal Service goes beyond just delivering the mail. It's a lifeline to American citizens, and you can't just operate this as a business as usual.
So he has said all along that the post office needs to get its fiscal house in order, and that's going to mean things like cutting overtime, for instance. The USPS is in debt, billions in debt, so why not make the cuts?
There needs to be efficiency changes within the Postal Service. There's no question about that. The issue, though, is when you make those efficiency changes. And making them less than 3 months before a presidential election in the middle of a pandemic is such a high-risk proposition that it is ill-advised to make those changes right now. The second thing I would say, the benefit just simply doesn't outweigh the cost. You're talking about saving a little bit of money, but nowhere near enough money to stabilize the finances of the Postal Service. So I think the time is not now, and any additional changes or any changes should be halted, certainly until after the election.
Ron Stroman was Deputy Postmaster General until June. He's currently a senior fellow at the Democracy Fund. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Layla.